The Supreme Court ended its term yesterday with a decision that limits what public employers may do to achieve racial diversity in the workplace. In a 5-4 vote, the court overturned a lower court ruling that had allowed the city of New Haven, Connecticut, to throw out the results of a promotion exam for firefighters after only white firefighters scored high enough to be promoted. We're hearing different views of that ruling and its potential impact on this morning's program. And joining us now for some analysis is NPR's Juan Williams. Good morning.
Good morning, Renee.
Let's begin with the question of how far-reaching this decision will be. Do you think it marks a turning point when it comes to efforts to achieve racial diversity in the workplace?
Yeah, I think I do, Renee. It's going to be tougher for employers now. The ruling will create important changes in the rules of civil rights law. Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, in reading a dissent from the bench yesterday, said the damage will be untold in undermining civil rights law, specifically the Civil Rights Act and Title VII, the promise of protection against employment criteria that produce results skewed in favor of one race or another. So employers, especially public sector employers, I think, are going to have a much tougher time achieving diversity. And they likely will less likely, I should say, to make an effort absent any litigation. So I think that takes away a lot of the energy that once surrounded affirmative action in the country.
Well, then does the decision mean that those protections of Title VII of the Civil Rights Act are weakened across the board?
Well, I think they are weakened, Renee, because if you think of it, affirmative action, as it was understood under Title VII, under the law, really was spurring employers to promote equal opportunity or diversity of their workforce. For example, in the New Haven firefighters case, New Haven feared that it failed to appropriately consider disparate impact after a test result showed that no blacks were eligible for promotion on the basis of their test. The high court has now heightened the standards to the point that employers with all white hires or promotions have to keep that test and keep those promotions in place, although the test may not be relevant to the job. So it's going to be harder for cities to throw out any test, even if it results in promotion of all whites, for example.
And Juan, some time ago, former Justice Sandra Day O'Connor said she thought affirmative action had about 25 years to stand before courts began striking it down as no longer necessary. Do you think now that she was right about that?
I do, Renee. Justice O'Connor made that comment after the University of Michigan cases decided by the Supreme Court in 2003. Then the Supreme Court ruled that race could be one of several factors taken into account by school admissions personnel, but not reduced to a quota or a numerical advantage for any one group. Now, yesterday's ruling takes this one step farther. Justice Antonin Scalia said he now sees a war between disparate impact and equal protection under the civil rights law. Previously, I think both were seen as advancing efforts to prevent employment discrimination. But now, you know, in a world in which you have a large number of women in the workplace, large number of minorities, I think this is now seen in Scalia's mind as providing protection for white men in the workplace. So that puts employers in a tougher position in terms of advancing diversity.
Juan, thanks.
You're welcome, Renee.
NPR News analyst Juan Williams on yesterday's Supreme Court ruling in favor of white firefighters in New Haven, Connecticut. The firefighters sued over the city's decision to throw out the results of a promotion exam because only white firefighters scored high enough to be promoted.